Hi guys, my name is Kristen. I'm an alcoholic. So this is completely unplanned. I just got thrown up here. Thank you, Marlon. I honestly have always wanted to speak. I used to go to Saturday Night Fever and listen to the speakers, and I always wanted to be able to get up there and do this. So I guess, you know, I'm happy to be here and happy to share my story. I guess the edited version, because I could talk for hours. But so what it looked like growing up, my dad was an alcoholic. I was very much aware of it. We went and dropped him off at rehab, I don't know, maybe 10 times throughout my childhood. He would go, he would do the program every time, he'd make it through, he'd come out, he'd go to meetings, and not long after, we would find beer hidden in the garage, hidden in the shed. You know, it crept back up pretty quick, and it was easy even as a child to know what was going on. I lost my father. He was 54 years old, to cirrhosis of the liver, and I was with him, holding his hand in the ICU alone when he passed. And before he went, I made sure that I forgave him for everything he did to hurt me. Now that I'm here and I can look back, I know that it's a disease. I know that he never meant to hurt anybody, nevertheless hurt himself. And I honestly am so grateful that I had the opportunity to say goodbye to him and forgive him, because I don't have to hold on to that resentment. I also swore in that moment I would never be like him. And I sit up here today, honestly proud to say that I'm exactly like my father, and that's okay. I just finished my fourth treatment program, and by the grace of God, I just gave birth to my first child. But part of my story, which I used to be ashamed to say, and I'm really not anymore, because I've had so many women come up to me and tell me that they can relate. I went out in my 7th month of my pregnancy. I was clean. I was at DACO. I was doing phenomenal. And I was on track to, you know, give birth. I was in a program where they were going to get me everything I needed for my child. They were going to help me with housing. I was trying to get off the streets. And halfway through the program, I walked out. And to this day, I couldn't really tell you why. Along with my alcoholism comes codependency. And a lot of the reason that I walked out of DACO that day was to be with the father of my child. He was just released from jail. I look back at it, and do I realize how big of a mistake it was? Yeah. Do I have some regrets? Probably. But it's part of my story, and it got me where I'm at today. So a little bit about like my last year. I caught 2 Grand Theft Auto charges. So the joke is that I steal cars, but I'm not very good at it. I am currently on a Marchman Act, so that's really fun. My mom deemed me unfit to like live a normal adult life, so she had the police put me up against the car in a Wawa parking lot, unbeknownst to me what a Marchman Act was, and they dragged me to Grace Point kicking and screaming. I wound up in jail 8 months pregnant because I was non-compliant with my Marchman Act. So that was really fun. On the way to Hillsborough County Jail, I faked contractions and told them I was in labor, and they rushed me to the hospital so I could have one last meal. But I did get a really good chicken Caesar salad out of it, so it was a win. And actually, I have to tell you, in the jail, I faked labor a second time because it was getting a little lonely. They had me in a 14-day quarantine in lock. So they took me again to Tampa General thinking I'm in labor, and I got to watch Ride Along 2 and order some room service. And after about 8 hours, the gig was up. They like knew I was not having contractions. So thank God I got released from jail before it was time to give birth. My biggest fear was that I was gonna give birth to my child while I was in custody. And I was scared. Scared isn't even the word. I can't even think of the word. But Nikki can vouch for me. I was calling Nikki incessantly from jail. Like, I'm talking like 15 to 20 times a day, like in hysterics, to the point where like she stopped picking up the phone because she didn't know what to do with me. Like, I was going crazy. And I got released about 3 weeks before my due date. They brought me back to DACA, where I had just left against medical advice. Got it. They did not allow me back in the program for women and children. So when it was time to give birth, I didn't know what was going to happen. I reached out to Tampa Crossroads. They made room for me and my daughter, McKenna. And I was excited. I was back on track. She was coming. It seemed like everything was in place. And she came a week early on April 22nd. And her father was incarcerated at the time, still is. And the second day McKenna was on this earth, she was taken from me by Child Protective Services. So she's currently in foster care. It's no one's fault but my own. I don't blame anyone. I don't resent anyone. I'm not mad at anyone, not even myself. My disease is cunning and baffling. And thank God she was born clean. I gave birth clean, but the circumstances of my pregnancy, it took her from me. She has an unbelievable foster mom. She is spoiled rotten. I adore her. We have a great relationship. I'm working a case plan, and I'm on the road to getting her back. I have a permanency hearing next month. I live in a halfway house. I have a sponsor who I call some days. And I'm doing everything I need to do. Honestly, like, people look at my situation, and a lot of people are like, damn, like, how do you hold it together? Like, how do you do it? And I just, every single decision I make, I think about what my daughter would think of me. Like, if she knew what I was doing, and would she be proud? And she, you know, she's too young to really realize anything that's going on, thank God. But it just feels different this time. And like, I know a lot of people in recovery say like, this time is different, or this time I got it, but this time feels so much different. Like, the stakes are so unbelievably high, and I've never wanted it more. I've never wanted it more. You know, I'm in that place right now where like, the urges and the cravings are lifted. Like, I know that may not last forever, but like, I'm thankful for that's where I'm at. I've been going to meetings every day. I'm coming up on 5 months, God willing. But 5 months right now feels like a feat. Like, it really does. Because when I look at myself 5 months ago, I was on the street, like, pregnant, using, ashamed, embarrassed, hopeless. And I didn't care anymore if I lived or I died. I really didn't. It didn't matter anymore. And I don't know if I hadn't gotten arrested on March 18th if I would have stopped. So honestly, like, my mom and I aren't talking, but I thank her for saving my daughter's life. I really do. That Marchman Act saved my kid's life, for sure. So, you know, with where I'm at, I love this program. I love the rooms. I have a great group of women. I have an amazing sponsor, Rachel. I've tried to really just surround myself with women who are really strong in sobriety, who I can look up to, who can support me right now. And I try and stay away from the men because I can get very easily distracted. But with that being said, I'm going to stop there. Thank you guys for letting me share.